Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. YouTube Live. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another in the series of Reading the Word. Monday. February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day to you. And hope you have a good day. You and your lover and your mate, may God bless you richly. And, you know, having you here with us every day is pretty amazing. And as we continue to learn the Word of God, our lives are going to change in a way. We didn't even know. I mean, I've been around this kingdom for my whole life. I'm 59 for my whole life. And your life changes every single day. This is the whole purpose God put you here on this earth for, is to have fellowship with you every day. Quit worrying about trying to become a Christian and just say, Jesus, help me walk with God my Father every day. And he's going to help you do it, because that's what this is about. And it's going to be a fun time talking about some more offerings unto the Lord. Let's start by praying our opening prayer. You can find it right in the comments. No, the notes of the program for Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love, and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I, me, Samuel Cotto, may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Here we go, Leviticus chapter 5, the trespass offering. If a person sins in hearing the utterance of an oath and is a witness, whether he has seen or known of the matter, if he does not tell it, he bears guilt. Or if a person touches any unclean thing, whether it is the carcass of an unclean beast or the carcass of an unclean livestock or the carcass of unclean creeping things, and he is unaware for it, he's also guilty. He's also unclean and guilty. Verse 3, if he touches humans, uncleanness, whatever uncleanness with a man may be defiled, and he's unaware of it, when he realizes it, then he shall be guilty. Or if a person swears, speaking thoughtlessly with his lips, and to do evil or to do good, whatever it is that a man may pronounce by an oath, and is unaware of it, when he realizes it, then he shall be guilty in any of these matters. You might say, how in the world can you live by all this? You can't. That's the whole purpose of the law, is to prove to man, no matter how hard you try, it's not going to work in your own strength. That's why we pray this prayer of salvation at the end, because Jesus makes it easy. You just accept it. He did it all for you. 5, it shall be when he's guilty in any of these matters that he shall confess that he has sinned in that thing. And he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord for his sin, which he committed. A female for the flock, and a lamb or a kid of the goats as a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him concerning his sin. If he's not able to bring a lamb, then he shall bring to the Lord, for his trespass which he has committed, 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering. And he shall bring them to the priest, who shall offer that which is for the sin offering first, and wring of its head from its neck, but shall not divide it completely. Then he shall sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. Verse number 10. And he shall offer the second as a burnt offering according to the prescribed matter. So the priest shall make atonement on his behalf for the sin which he has committed, and it shall be forgiven him. Verse 11. But if he's not able to bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he who sins shall bring for his offering one-fifth of an ephah of fine flour as a sin offering. He shall put no oil on it, nor put frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. And he shall bring it to the priest. The priest shall take his handful of it as a memorial portion and burn it on the altar according to the offerings made by fire to the Lord. It is a sin offering. The priest shall make atonement for him for his sin that he has committed in any of these matters, and it shall be forgiven him. The rest shall be the priest as a grain offering. And the Lord's, this is the offering for restitution. Verse 14, the Lord spoke to Moses saying, if a person commits a trespass and sins unintentionally in regard to the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring to the Lord as a trespass offering a ram without blemish from the flocks, with your valuation in shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, as a trespass offering. And he shall make restitution for the harm that he has done in regard to the holy thing, and shall add one-fifth to it, and give it to the priest. So the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. Verse 17, if a person sins and commits any of these things, which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he does not know it, yet he is guilty and shall bear his iniquity. And he shall bring to the priest a ram without blemish from the flock, with your valuation as a trespass offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him regarding his ignorance, in which he erred and did not know it, shall be forgiven him. It is a trespass offering. He has certainly trespassed against the Lord. Now, you can see that God said at the end of each of those, and it shall be forgiven him. So God's about forgiveness. But what he was showing man is, you exalted yourself above the wisdom I gave you, and you sinned. And now your sin is so bad that you're never going to be able to keep every single commandment that I give you. And you're going to need a Savior, and his name is Jesus. And that's where you and I, the church, comes in this generation. This is amazing. Chapter 16, verse number 1. Chapter 6, verse number 1. Everybody's flipping through their Bible. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, if a person sins and commits a trespass against the Lord by lying to his neighbor about what was delivered to him for safekeeping, or about a pledge, or about a robbery, or if he has extorted from his neighbor, or if he has found what was lost in it and lies concerning it, and swears falsely in any one of these things that a man may do in which he sins, then it shall be, because he has sinned and is guilty, that he shall restore what he has stolen, or the thing which he has extorted, or what he has delivered to him for safekeeping, or the lost thing which he found. Verse 5, or all that about which he has sworn falsely, he shall restore its full value, add one-fifth more to it, and give it to whomever it belongs on the day of his trespass offering. And he shall bring his trespass offering to the Lord, a ram without blemish from the flock, with your valuation as a trespass offering to the priest. So the priest shall make atonement for him, and he shall be forgiven for any of these things that he may have done in which he trespasses. I'm underlining, he shall be forgiven all the way through this. The law of the burnt offering, verse 8. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. The burnt offering shall be on the hearth above the altar all night until morning. And the fire of the altar shall be kept burning on it. And the garment, and the priest shall put on his linen garment and his linen trousers, he shall put on his body and take up the ashes of the burnt offering, which the fire has consumed on the altar. And he shall put them beside the altar. Then he shall take off his garments, put on the other garments, and carry the ashes outside the camp to a clean place. And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order on it. And he shall burn on it the fat of the peace offering. A fire always before burning on the altar, it shall never go out. Perpetual fire. The law of the grain offering, verse 14. This is the law of the grain offering. The sons of Aaron shall offer it on the altar before the Lord. He shall take from it his handful of the fine flour of the grain offering, with its oil and all the frankincense which is on the grain offering, and shall burn it on the altar for a sweet aroma as a memorial to the Lord. And the remainder of Aaron and his sons shall eat with unleavened bread. It shall be eaten in a holy place. In the court of the tabernacle of meeting, they shall eat it. Interesting how God was so specific to tell them exactly where to eat it. That's interesting. Verse 17, it shall not be baked with leaven. I have given it as their portion of my offerings made by fire. Be holy. It is most holy, like the sin offering and the trespass offering. All the males among the children of Aaron may eat it. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. Concerning the offerings made by fire to the Lord, everyone who touches them must be holy. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this is the offering of Aaron and his sons, which they shall offer to the Lord beginning on the day when he is anointed, one-tenth of an ephah of fine flour as a daily grain offering. Half of it in the morning and half of it at night. It shall be made in a pan with oil. When it is mixed, you shall bring it. The baked pieces of the grain offering you shall offer for a sweet aroma to the Lord. The priest from among his sons who is anointed in his place shall offer it. It is a statute forever to the Lord. It shall be wholly burned. For every grain offering for the priest shall be wholly burned. It shall not be eaten. The law of the sin offering. And also the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron, to his son, saying, this is the law of the sin offering. In the place where the burnt offering is killed, the sin offering shall be killed before the Lord. It is most holy. The priest who offers it for sin shall eat it. In a holy place it shall be eaten, in the court of the tabernacle of meeting. These guys had a difficult job. Everyone who touched its flesh must be holy. When its blood is sprinkled on any garment, you shall wash that on which it was sprinkled in a holy place. The vessel in which it is boiled shall be broken. And if it is boiled in a bronze pot, it shall be both scoured and rinsed in water, because my sacrifices will be holy. All the males among the priests may eat it. It is most holy. But no sin offering from which any of the blood is brought into the tabernacle of meeting to make atonement in the holy place shall be eaten. It shall be burned with fire. Genesis chapter 7. Jesus help me. We are in Leviticus chapter 7. Likewise, this is the law of the trespass offering. It is most holy. In the place where they kill the burnt offering, they shall kill the trespass offering. In this blood he shall sprinkle all around on the altar, and he shall offer from it all its fat, the fat tail and the fat that covers the entrails, the two kidneys and the fat that is on them, by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys, he shall remove. And the priest shall burn them on the altar as an offering made by fire to the Lord. It is a trespass offering. Every male among the priests may eat it. It shall be eaten in a holy place. It is most holy. The trespass offering is like the sin offering. There is one law for them both. The priest who makes atonement with it shall have it. And the priest who offers anyone's burnt offering, that priest shall have for himself the skin of the burnt offering which he has offered. Also, every grain offering that is baked in the oven and all that is prepared in the covered pan or in a pan shall be the priest who offers it. Every grain offering, whether mixed with oil or dry, shall belong to all the sons of Aaron, to one as much the other. Now you can see that the priest had to do some eating here. So that is part of their sustenance for their daily life. These boys ate some pretty good cakes and some pretty good meat all the time. I don't know about eating them turtle doves, but, you know. But that's just how God, the men who are going to lead in the priesthood. The law of the peace offering, verse 11. This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offering, which he shall offer to the Lord. If he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, or cakes of blended flour mixed with oil. Besides the cake as his offering, he shall offer leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering, and for one cake from each offering as a heave offering to the Lord. It shall belong to the priest who sprinkles the blood of the peace offering. Verse 15, the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until morning. But if the sacrifice of his offering is a vow or a voluntary offering, and it shall be eaten the same day that he offers his sacrifice. On the next day, the remainder of it also may be eaten. The remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day must be burned with fire. That would probably be very unhealthy to eat that. And if any of the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering is eaten at all on the third day, it shall not be, nor shall it be imputed to him. It shall be an abomination to him who offers it. And the person who eats of it shall bear guilt. The flesh that touches any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burned with fire. And as for the clean flesh, all who are clean may eat of it. But the person who eats the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offering that belongs to the Lord while he's unclean, that person shall be cut off from his people. That is the no-no with God. In the O21, moreover, the person who touches any unclean thing, such as human uncleanness, unclean animal, or any abominable unclean thing, and who eats the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offering that belongs to the Lord, that person shall be cut off from his people. Fat and blood may not be eaten. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, you shall not eat any fat of ox or sheep or goat. Some of you are just like, uh-oh, what are we going to do now? I thought that was the best part of a tenderloin. And the fat of an animal that dies naturally and the fat of what is taught by a wild beast may be used in any other way. But you shall by no means eat it. For whoever eats the fat of an animal which men offer as an offering made by fire to the Lord, the person who eats it shall be cut off from his people. Moreover, you shall not eat any blood in any of your dwellings, whether of bird or beast. Whoever eats any blood, that person shall be cut off from his people. The portion of Aaron and his sons. Verse 28. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, he who offers the sacrifice of his peace offering, the Lord shall bring his offering, peace offering to the Lord, shall bring his offering to the Lord from the sacrifice of his peace offering. His own hand shall bring the offerings made by fire to the Lord. The fat with the breast he shall bring, that the breast may be waved as a wave offering before the Lord. And the priest shall burn the fat on the altar, but the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons. Also the right thigh you shall give to the priest as a heave offering from the sacrifices of your peace offerings. He among the sons of Aaron who offers the blood of the peace offering and the fat shall have the right thigh for his part, which meant it depends which day you were working. For the breast of the wave offering and the thigh of the heave offering, I have taken from the children of Israel, from the sacrifices of their peace offering, and I have given them to Aaron the priest and to his sons from the children of Israel by a statute forever. This is the consecrated portion for Aaron and his son from the offerings made by fire to the Lord on the day when Moses presented them to minister to the Lord as priest. The Lord commanded this to be given to them by the children of Israel on the day he anointed them by a statute forever throughout their generations. This is the law of the burnt offering, the grain offering, the sin offering, the trespass offering, the consecrations, and the sacrifice of the peace offering, which the Lord commanded Moses on Mount Sinai, on the day when he commanded the children of Israel to offer their offerings to the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai. Wow, wow, wow. I know I say it every day, but it's okay. It is a really big wow. When you see all this as pointing to the New Testament and getting you to believe in Jesus and the things of God in our day, and this was done as an example to us, teach us about what Jesus did in his life. Well, let's pray the prayer of salvation and we'll be done. I do this every day because you never know who's going to be with us that's not heard a single one of these videos so far. And we always want to give everybody the opportunity to begin their walk with God right here in this program. Pray this with me. Everybody pray. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not
and perish. I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
Filling every part of me.
Filling every part of me.
And I receive you, Jesus.
And I receive you, Jesus.
Isn't that something? Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
Understand God's word.
Pray in my heavenly prayer language.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in
Jesus'
mighty name.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. My email address is in the comments. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. My website is www.samueljcottle.com, just like you spell my name. Anything we can do to help you be a mighty man and woman of God, just make sure you call us, because I don't make Christians. I make mighty men of God and mighty women of God. And when man calls you a Christian, shout glory. And if he never does, shout glory, because you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Remember, there's going to be timestamps in this video if you want to go back and watch it again, listen to it again. In the comments, the notes of this program, the notes, I put some blue time numbers in there. Click that, and it'll take you to that exact spot on the video. Till we see you again tomorrow morning or at a Valentine's Day party. Hey, how about Matthew Stafford? He did it tonight. Rock on, Matthew. Proud of you, brother. Here we go. Remember this? We love you.
We love you. And God,
and
loves,
God
you.
Loves you. And Jesus,
Jesus
is
Lord.
Lord. And Jesus. There's the 90-second lady. She got me. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, look in the notes of this program. You'll be able to see my email address and website. Just put some dots in there and it'll work. Till we see you again. Thanks for being our partner and our friend. May God richly bless your day.